Johnny Depp has played some eccentric characters over the years. Edward Scissorhands, cross-dressing movie director Ed Wood, Captain Jack Sparrow. Now he plays J.M. Barrie, the man who wrote Peter Pan in the new movie Finding Neverland. NPR's Elizabeth Blair spoke to Johnny Depp about some of the characters he's portrayed.
Johnny Depp will do whatever it takes to make a performance as genuine as possible. Take a scene in Finding Neverland, an uptight, upper-class dinner in the early 1900s. The Scottish-born James Barrie and his opportunistic wife have invited Barrie's new friends, a widow and her four boys, as well as the boy's grandmother.
We're all sitting around a table, and it's meant to be a very, very stiff, kind of uncomfortable dinner scene.
Well, Mr. Barrie, I understand you've become playmates of my grandchildren.
Oh, they indulge me, really.
Depp, as Barrie, begins to make the boys crack up by putting a spoon on his nose. But Depp, the actor, wasn't sure that would really do the trick, so he brought in a prop.
I took an electronic fart machine and I glued it underneath Julie Christie's chair, who was playing the grandmother, and I had the little remote control in my hand, and I just every now and again would nail it, you know. And the kids just lost it.
The real J.M. Barrie had a tragic childhood. When he was 7, his older brother was killed in a skating accident. Later, he was said to be rigid and unemotional around adults. As depicted in the movie, his marriage to Mary Ansell, played by Radha Mitchell, deteriorates.
I always imagined us going off on great adventures once we were together. But we moved into this house and you started, I don't know, you started rearranging the furniture.
What were you supposed to do, James? You were always gone.
I was right here.
Sitting in your parlor, staring off into other worlds as though I didn't exist.
Johnny Depp was drawn to the role of J.M. Barrie because he could identify with Barrie's insistence on staying in touch with his childlike imagination, which made him more intriguing as a role.
A writer who was almost totally socially inept, who only felt comfortable when he was hanging around with kids for the pure reason that there were no ulterior motives. The kids didn't have any hidden agendas. They just were. They just behaved. And they were pure and they were honest. And he was kind of obsessed with that, yeah.
Johnny Depp was born in Owensboro, Kentucky. His engineer dad and waitress mom divorced when he was a teenager. Depp's got a tattoo of his mother's name, Betty Sue, on his arm. He dropped out of high school, pumped gas, played lead guitar in a rock band, and sold ballpoint pens over the phone. He fell into acting when his makeup artist girlfriend introduced him to Nicolas Cage, who introduced him to an agent. Depp's first screen role was in Wes Craven's Nightmare on Elm Street in 1984. A few years later, he played a pretty boy undercover cop in the TV series 21 Jump Street. But Depp never aspired to heartthrob status. He prefers outsiders, like the lovable monstrosity Edward Scissorhands, or the seductive Don Juan DeMarco. Depp says playing real people, like drug trafficker George Young or FBI undercover agent Joe Pistone, comes with added responsibility.
I mean, you owe it to their memory. You owe it to everything they did in life, and to their families, to do as good a job as possible and be as honest about it as possible.
When Depp played Donnie Brasco, the alias for Joe Pistone, he spent months with him learning how Pistone successfully infiltrated the mafia in the 1970s. Posing as a jewel thief, Depp's character befriends gangster Lefty Ruggiero, played by Al Pacino.
Why don't you give it to your wife?
My wife? How am I going to give it to my wife? I ain't married.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend, yeah.
So marry her.
In Donnie Brasco, his relationship to Pacino's character was so deep and dimensional. I saw that one 4 times.
Eric Morris is an acting coach who worked with Johnny Depp very early in his career. Depp has said that Eric Morris's book, No Acting, Please, helped him put the craft in perspective. What makes Depp so persuasive, says Morris, is his attitude.
I think he cares so deeply about his art and his creative process that he doesn't care about how people are going to judge him for what he does. And so he commits totally to getting into the skin, into the viscera of what he does. It allows him to risk on levels that most other actors avoid.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
Wearing weird hats and big shades, a cigarette holder dangling from his mouth, and hallucinating, Johnny Depp took a risk playing Raoul Duke, based on gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson, in the movie version of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Suddenly, there was a terrible roar all around us, and the sky was full of what looked like huge bats, all swooping and screeching and diving around the car. And a voice was screaming, "Holy Jesus, what are these goddamn animals?"
Fear and Loathing flopped, but Depp really doesn't seem to care.
My personal feeling is that an actor owes it to himself to try different things each time out of the gate, even if that might entail, you know, like the possibility of failing miserably. Not only does an actor owe that, you know, to himself, but I think he owes it to his audience. You know, you don't want to keep serving up the same dish. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll get sick of it.
And because Depp gets to know his characters so well, sometimes it's hard to get rid of them.
That's part of the problem. They're all there. Something will happen and you react as Raoul Duke would react, or you react like Captain Jack Sparrow would react. That's a little frightening. But that's part of the good of it, you know, is that they never go away. So you're not really ever saying goodbye to them. They're still in there.
Johnny Depp has more new characters to keep track of. He'll play a 17th century poet and satirist in Libertine, and Willy Wonka in director Tim Burton's version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Finding Neverland opens in New York and Los Angeles this weekend and nationwide later this month. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You can hear Johnny Depp talk about playing real people and see scenes from Finding Neverland at npr.org.